Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Transformative Potential-Based Research by Trish Harvey and Karen Moros is an academic guide for emerging educational researchers, especially students in education doctorate programs who are beginning to define a research identity. And the book belongs to the field of educational research methodology, but its emphasis is not only procedural. It proposes a reframing of practitioner inquiry away from a deficit-centered search for problems and toward the identification of areas of potential. This shift gives the book its distinctive purpose, helping readers locate research questions in possibility, professional commitments, positionality, and reflective understanding of knowledge. The available descriptions present the book as both conceptual and practical, combining theoretical support with chapter activities that guide readers through decisions about research direction. Rather than treating research design as a purely technical sequence, Harvey and Moros foreground the formation of the researcher, the communities that sustain inquiry, and the transformational purposes that can guide educational research. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing educational inquiry from problems of practice to areas of potential. The central contribution of transformative potential-based research is its proposed shift from a problem-centered model of educational research to a potential-centered model. In many practitioner research traditions, especially within Ed.D. programs, students are asked to identify a problem of practice as the anchor for inquiry. Harvey and Moros do not appear to reject the importance of addressing real educational challenges, but they change the entry point. Instead of beginning with what is broken, the researcher begins with what could become possible, valuable, or transformational in a specific educational context. This matters because the starting frame shapes the kinds of questions researchers ask, the relationships they build with participants, and the ethical tone of the project. A deficit frame can unintentionally narrow inquiry to remediation, while a potential frame invites attention to strengths, aspirations, capacities, and future-oriented change. The book, therefore, offers a methodological and philosophical intervention. Research is not only a tool for diagnosing institutional gaps, but also a disciplined way to imagine and cultivate better educational possibilities. This reframing is especially relevant for practitioner scholars who work inside the systems they study and need a constructive orientation toward change. Secondly, helping novice researchers locate a personally meaningful research direction. A major practical function of the book is to help readers decide where they belong within the broad field of educational research. For many doctoral students, especially those entering research from professional practice, the early challenge is not only choosing a topic, but understanding why that topic matters to them, to their setting, and to the communities affected by the work. Harvey and Moros address this by connecting potential-based inquiry with passions, professional experience, and the emerging identity of the researcher. This approach treats topic selection as an intellectual and ethical process, rather than a simple narrowing exercise. A research direction becomes stronger when it is grounded in sustained concern, practical relevance, and an honest account of the researcher position in relation to the issue. The book is described as offering guiding activities, which suggests that it does not leave this process at the level of encouragement. Instead, it gives readers structured ways to examine interests, values, and areas of educational possibility. The result is a model of research formation in which the project grows from a reflective alignment between personal commitment and scholarly purpose. Thirdly, using positionality and epistemology as foundations for responsible inquiry, Harvey and Moros place notable emphasis on positionality, epistemology, and reflexivity, which gives the book more depth than a conventional topic selection manual. Positionality asks researchers to examine how their identities, professional roles, assumptions, institutional locations, and relationships shape what they notice and how they interpret evidence. Epistemology asks an even more basic question: what counts as knowledge, and how does the researcher believe knowledge is created, shared, and validated? By foregrounding these issues, the authors encourage readers to see research design as inseparable from self-examination. This is especially important in educational settings, where researchers often study communities with which they already have professional or personal relationships. Without reflexivity, a practitioner researcher may mistake familiar assumptions for evidence or impose a preferred solution before understanding the situation. In a potential-based framework, reflexivity also helps prevent optimism from becoming superficial. The researcher must ask why a certain possibility seems desirable, whose potential is being prioritized, and what forms of knowledge are being included or excluded. The book, therefore, frames responsible inquiry as both hopeful and critically self-aware. Fourthly, combining theoretical support with guided activities for research development. The book stands out in its category because it is presented as both theoretically grounded and activity-based. This combination is important for its intended audience. Novice doctoral researchers often encounter abstract discussions of methodology, identity, and theory, but may struggle to convert those discussions into decisions about a dissertation or applied inquiry project. Harbi and Moroz appear to address this gap by pairing conceptual explanations with meaningful chapter activities that prompt readers to apply ideas directly to their own research. Formation. Such activities can serve several functions: clarifying values, identifying areas of potential, examining assumptions, mapping communities of support, and connecting initial interests to a more coherent research purpose. The practical value is not merely organizational. Structured reflection can reduce the uncertainty that often accompanies early research work, while still preserving the complexity of educational inquiry. By giving readers a framework and repeated opportunities for application, the book positions research development as an iterative process rather than a single decision point. This makes the text useful not only for independent reading but also for doctoral seminars, advising conversations, and cohort-based research preparation. Lastly, positioning EdD research as transformational practitioner scholarship. The subtitle and series context connect the book closely to the coming of age of the education doctorate, a degree often defined by the relationship between scholarly inquiry and professional practice. Harbi and Moroz contribute to this conversation by offering a way for EdD students to frame research as transformational practitioner scholarship. The distinction matters because EdD students frequently work in schools, universities, districts, or educational organizations where research must be both rigorous and meaningful to practice. A potential-based approach can help these researchers avoid two common extremes: treating research as detached academic performance or reducing it to immediate problem-solving without deeper conceptual grounding. By asking students to identify areas of potential, examine their epistemological commitments, and work within communities of support, the book links research identity to sustainable professional change. It also implies that educational research can be generative even when it emerges from everyday practice. The researcher is not only documenting conditions but participating thoughtfully in the creation of new possibilities. This makes the book relevant to EdD programs seeking to strengthen the connection between scholarly formation, ethical reflection, and practice-based transformation. In conclusion, transformative potential-based research is best suited for EdD students, practitioner scholars, educational leaders, faculty advisors, and instructors who support students in the early stages of doctoral inquiry. Readers who are trying to move from broad professional interests to a focused research direction are likely to gain the most practical benefit. The book helps them think beyond topic selection by asking how research emerges from positionality, commitments, epistemological assumptions, and communities of support. Its intellectual benefit lies in challenging a familiar convention in practitioner research, beginning with a problem of practice, by centering potential instead. Harbi and Moroz offer a constructive but still reflective alternative that can make research feel less like deficit diagnosis and more like disciplined inquiry into educational and education possibility. Compared with many research methods texts, the book appears less focused on technical procedures such as sampling, coding, or instrument design, and more focused on the formative stage in which a researcher develops purpose, stance, and direction. That positioning makes it distinctive. It can complement traditional methodology books by addressing the questions that often come before method: why this inquiry, why this researcher, why this community, and why this possible future. If you would like to support Trish Harbi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.